morning. Today is a bit earlier than usual. 5 minutes early. So I should be near the time of her death, no? The date. She says, I felt worse today, and I went to Mother Superior, intending to ask for permission to go to bed. However, before I could ask for permission, Mother Superior said to me, Sister, you must somehow manage by yourself at the gate, because I'm taking the girl to work at the garbage, since there's no one else for the garbage. I said, good, and left the room. When I got to the gate, I felt unusually strong, and I was at my post all day and felt well. I experienced the power of holy obedience. It's very true. Especially those people have the vows of obedience, straightforward, direct, and Jesus give you the strength. It's 1937, November 10th, when Mother Irene sold me the booklet with the chaplet, the litany and the novena. I asked her to let me look it over, and I was glancing through it. Jesus gave me to know interiorly. Already there are many souls who have been drawn to my love by this image, by mercy acts in souls through this work, through this image of divine mercy. Already before publication, or just to trial test of the printing and the writings, it's already Jesus' works, many souls drawn to his love. I learned that many souls had experienced God's grace. I learned that Mother Superior would have quite a heavy cross to bear to get the physical suffering, but that it would not last long. So you see, to work for Jesus, to work for God, sometimes not easy. You have the cross that would be heavy. They shared, especially also her spiritual director. No, we read in the past, no? Really, he suffered. Because all the world against this divine mercy adoration. They don't believe in this. Even today. Do you know that? You can see how sad it is. I thank the Lord when we post this image here. Not too much for us against, but there's so many words they don't like. I don't care. I'm now the superior here. So thank the Lord I have the right to do something. I just listen to him, not the people. It occurred to me to take my medicine, not by spoonful, but just a little at a time, because it was expensive. Instantly, I heard a voice. My daughter, I do not like such conduct. Accept with gratitude everything I give you through the superior. In this way, you will please me more. So she wants to be living in poverty. So it seems it's expensive. A little by little, Jesus said, no way, take it. You know, Jesus is generous, we are to mean. When Sister Dominic died at about 1 o'clock in the night, she came to me and gave me to know that she was dead. I prayed fervently for her. In the morning, the sisters told me that she was no longer alive, and we prayed anew because she had visited me. The sister infirmarian, Sister Chrysostomo, asked me to help dress her. And then, when I was alone with her, the Lord gave me to know that she was still suffering in purgatory. I redoubled my prayers for her. However, despite the zeal with which I always pray for our deceased sisters, I got mixed up as regards the days, and instead of offering 3 days of prayer, as the rule directs us to do, by mistake I offered only 2 days. On the fourth day, she gave me to know that I still owed her prayers and that she was in need of them. I immediately formed the intention of offering the whole day for her, and not just that day, but much more, as love of labor dictated to me. So very important to, I heard it from other sources, not this episode, about the souls in purgatory. And some souls can tell, you know, that not from this sister, from another sister of the 1890 something. So this last century. And there was a soul called, there are two sisters. One is a sister, Marie Croix, means the French name, Marie Croix. Then, and her name is Marie Gabriel. So Gabriel was a lot to go. She was a nun also. She went to preparatory. And she's also appeared to this sister Croix and telling her, "Sister, I will stay with you all the time unless, until you pray for me so that I can go to heaven." Give her no rest. So she had to pray for. So sometimes you might got something disturbed. Maybe some souls ask your prayer. Who knows? You know, something will see some have some voice and some people are really asking for prayer. You know, so it's not superstitious. This is all the holy souls, they have these visitations. You have to?
No.
No. Because Sister Dominic, after her death, gave the appearance of looking so well, some sisters said that perhaps she was only in a coma. And one of the sisters suggested to me that she ought to go and put a mirror to her mouth to see if it would miss, because it would, if she were alive. I said, all right, but we did as we said. But a mirror did not miss, although it seems to us that as if it had. Nevertheless, the Lord gave me to know how much this had displeased him. And I was severely admonished, left to act again against my inner convictions. But she knows that she's died, she's dead, and now so much try to that she's still alive. Jesus wasn't happy. That means Jesus is not happy that you, in your conscience, know something wrong, and then you still agree with other people. And you say, oh, you don't want to hurt anybody. Be careful. Straight with yourself, with the Lord, more than just befriending your friends. Is that correct? This is the. I humbled myself profoundly before the Lord and asked his pardon. Well, we can make mistakes, but also we have to ask forgiveness. I see a certain priest, probably Father Sopoko, whom God loves greatly, but whom Satan hates terribly because he is leading many souls to a high degree of sanctity and has regard only for God's glory. But I keep asking God that his patience with those who constantly oppose him might not run out. You can imagine. We need to help one another. Where Satan himself can do no harm, he uses people. So Satan, he can't do much, but he uses people to do his work. That means at times we can fall into temptation hates people, gossiping against people. That's the work of the devil. We thought we'd do some justice to some of the people, but you do no justice to the Lord. November 19th, after communion today, Jesus told me how much he directs to come to human hearts. I decide to unite myself with human souls. My great delight to unite myself with souls. Know, my daughter, that when I come to a human heart in Holy Communion, my hands are full of all kinds of graces which I want to give to the soul. But souls do not even pay any attention to me. They leave me to myself and busy themselves with other things. Oh, how sad I am that souls do not recognize love. They treat me as a dead object. I have answered Jesus, O treasure of my heart, the only object of my love and the entire delight of my soul, I want to adore you in my heart as you are adored on the throne of your eternal glory. My love wants to make up to you, at least in part, for the coldness of so great a number of souls. Jesus, behold my heart, which is for you, a dwelling place to which no one else has entry. You alone are reposed in it as in a beautiful garden. So, allow yourself, let Jesus hang to you. Give him some rest. He really suffered because people is cold. So today, when we receive the Blessed Sacrament, double effort to comfort Jesus. For those souls are so cold to him, so cool, treat him as a dead object. Say sorry to Jesus for that part of our humanity. And do something yourself. Recuperate. Give some warmth to Jesus. Jesus is not seeking warmth. He is warmth itself. But we just deny it. That's a problem. So continue. Oh my Jesus, farewell. I must go ready to take up my task. But I will prove my love for you with sacrifice, neither neglecting nor letting any chance of practicing it slip by. When I left the chapel, Mother Superior Irene said to me, you will not go to the catechetical lecture, sister, but will remain on duty. Very well, Jesus, I thus had, throughout the day, very many opportunities for sacrifice. I omitted none, owing to the strength of spirit I drew from Holy Communion. There are times in life when a soul is in such a state that it does not seem to understand human speech. Everything ties it, and nothing but ardent prayer will put it at ease. In fervent prayer, the soul finds relief, and even if it wanted explanation from creatures, this would only make it more restless. During the day of prayer, I learned how pleasing to God was the soul of Father Andreas. He is a true child of God. It is rare that divine sonship shines forth so clearly in a soul, and this is because he has a special devotion to Mother of God. A few more lines here. Yeah? Oh my Jesus, although I have such very strong impulsions, I am to act on them slowly, and this only in order not to spoil your work with my haste. Oh my Jesus, you give me to know your mysteries, and you want me to transmit them to other souls. Soon now it will be possible for me to act. At the moment of apparent absolute destruction, my mission, now no longer hindered by anything, will begin. Such is the will of God in this, and it will not change. Although many persons will oppose it, nothing will change God's will. I see Father Sopoko, how his mind is busily occupied and working in God's course, in order to present the wish of God to the official of the church, Divine Mercy, bring it to Rome. As a result of his effort, a new light will shine in the Church of God for the consolation of souls. Although for the present, his soul is filled with bitterness, as though that were to be the reward for his effort in the cause of the Lord. This will not, however, be the case. I see his joy, which nothing will diminish. God will grant him some of this joy already here on earth. I have never before come upon such great faithfulness to God as distinguishes this soul. So we share this joy of Sister Faustina, our spiritual director, Father Sopoko, and I believe they both now in heaven, and ask them to give us the strength to share this spirit of trust, only trust. I think in the United States they are now trying to vote whether to put "I trust in God" the words in the bank note. Have you heard about it? They're trying to diminish this word, because in the bank note, you know, the US dollar, "In God we trust," they want to put it away. Their votes, I think they want to vote against. They don't want to have any God in the money. They want a separate state, and you know, this is how the devil is working. Just pray for this.